from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jen Urzullo, topping our report this hour. Home invasion in Point Pleasant Borough in broad daylight, and a California couple has been charged. The Ocean County Prosecutor's Office says the home invasion burglary happened Thursday afternoon just before 2 p.m. while the owner was home. Now, a shot was heard fired inside the house on Barton Avenue, the back door found to be forced open. They say that 23-year-old Jaheim Wilson and 21-year-old Olea Brown stole a number of items before running out of the house. It's not clear if anybody was hit from the gunfire, and it's also not clear if the home was targeted or if this was a random break-in. The duo was located in Toms River and taken to the Ocean County Jail. Is sports betting out of control in New Jersey? Popular now are micro bets, which allow gamblers to place face-paced wagers on the outcomes of individual plays. Democratic Assemblyman Dan Hutchinson has introduced a new bill to ban casinos and betting apps from offering micro bets.
I think with micro betting, there are so many bets being placed that people can lose large quantities of money in a relatively short period of time, and it's just not good for people.
Under the bill, violators would face a $1,000 fine for every micro bet they accept. A boil water advisory remains in effect for thousands of customers after a water main break in Patterson. Officials with Patterson Valley Water Commission says they hope to finish repairs on the main that broke Friday, cutting off service to more than 185,000 customers. The break also affected customers of Manchester Utilities Authority. The 30-inch pipe buried 10 feet or more underground broke, cutting off or reducing water pressure throughout the city and neighboring municipalities. Water quality testing continues to determine when the boil water advisory can be lifted. The first statewide New Jersey Restaurant Week is set for this fall. New Jersey Restaurant and Hospitality Association President and CEO Daniel Klim says the goal is simple: to showcase our vibrant dining scene.
There's 20,000 restaurants in New Jersey. There's 375,000 people employed by the industry, and we want to be able to celebrate that. And that's really the impetus behind having a statewide restaurant week, is to support that effort.
Restaurants can sign up at njrestaurantweek.com. The culinary showcase is set for October 17th through October 23rd. New Jersey 101.5 News Time is 6:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time is 6:08 now. New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
Mostly sunny and hot today. Highs not far from 90, but staying in the lower 80s at the shore. Clear tonight, it'll be mild, lows down to the middle 60s. Staying hot and turning more humid with plenty of sunshine on our Tuesday. Highs will be in the lower 90s, but still staying in the 80s at the shore. Wednesday, another hot and humid day. Sun mixing with some clouds. A thunderstorm around late in the day or at night. Highs in the lower 90s. I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
New Jersey weather made possible by VCS Software. Payroll should be simple, fast, and easy. With VCS Payroll, you can have all that plus all the tools to manage your employees. Sync time with payroll, enjoy unlimited payroll previews, and get access over 800 reports to improve your workforce's productivity. Visit VCSHR.com. Right now, Newark, 70 degrees. It's 63 in Edison. Mount Holly, 61. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.